Pranay Jain is a serial entrepreneur and business leader with a strong track record in AI, enterprise technology, and real estate. As CEO of EnterpriseBot, he focuses on driving innovation at the intersection of artificial intelligence and customer experience, helping organizations scale intelligent automation solutions. Pranay helped multinational organizations such as Generali, AXA, DHL in transforming their business with this groundbreaking technology.
Capricorn, connect. People, potential, technology.
Pranay Jain, thank you so much for participating in the podcast here, Capricorn Connect. You're a very busy man. You're an entrepreneur and you are the founder of Enterprise AI. So that means you're in the middle of the huge revolution, AI revolution. So tell us about your company. What does Enterprise AI do?
Firstly, thanks a lot for having me. Super excited to be here. So EnterpriseBot, we are all about bringing AI to medium and large enterprises. And we work with the likes of AXA, Generali, DHL. And our focus is always, how can we help firstly transform the contact center? So that's kind of our niche. We just feel like there's so much to do in terms of creating value over here. Like, I still remember I was in the US and my flight was disrupted. And I think it was American Airlines. I'd basically placed a call. I was at dinner. I think they made me wait, if I'm not wrong, for 74 minutes before I could speak to someone. And these are things that we never want to happen for any person or any business, right? Like, imagine, like, as a business, if you're making somebody wait for 74 minutes, you're almost like guaranteed that they're going to churn. And these are the things that we want to solve. And we want to do it in a way that we can enable, you know, people to become stronger, faster. But we also want to embed AI to actually take care of a lot of the mundane stuff. You know, I don't know if you've ever actually gone into a call center and seen how like difficult the life is of a call center agent, because every person who's calling is frustrated, is irritated. So the idea is, can you actually give them a framework, or can you actually take away some of that load so they can actually focus on the person? Because if you think about the last time you called, and you got an amazing experience, the person just focused on your problems, had enough time to actually give you feedback, resolve your problem, that basically gives you like a 8, 9, or 10 for that particular brand. And that ensures that you retain the customer as well. And that's one specific problem that we are focused on. And yeah, I think we're doing reasonably well.
And Pranay, this also implies that you still need humans, of course, because also customers, they want to deal not only with AI bots, they want to have this human voice. And maybe there are some problems that the AI still cannot solve. And then you need the human. Is that correct?
I would break it up into two parts, right? One is what AI cannot solve, which is getting lesser and lesser, and what AI should not solve. Now, let's take the example of a bank. You know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, many banks still, you needed to go in, request, you know, a teller who was a human, you would wait in line sometimes to actually get cash out. Today we use ATMs, right? And we're very happy if the ATM gives us money because it's transactional, it's focused, and you want the fastest delivery of that particular service. But as soon as you want to do financial planning about buying a house, or you want basically to make a big decision, even though you have all the calculators online, you can ask ChatGPT every question, you still have that comfort when you're talking to a real person, right? And I think as humans, we need that human connect. And it's all about which aspects do you want just execution, smarter, faster, right? Versus which aspects do you want an emotional connect? Where do you want to really engage and create a bigger connection? And that's why we don't see, this paradigm where humans have no role to play. At least I hope not. That's, you know, something that I don't think any of us would want, you know, because we are, as human, social creatures. We need the connection. And the idea is more about how can you utilize that connection in the best possible way.
In which other areas, Pranay, would you say is the human connection still wanted? I mean, you said now execution task, we could easily use AI now, but you mentioned financial planning, certain financial services. What else?
Now, imagine it's a life insurance policy. Let's say somebody's just passed away. Now, that is a point where you want to make sure that there is a human connection. It's an emotional event, right? Mm. Also, when, let's say, you think about claims. Now, the initial questions about, okay, what exactly is the claim is great, but you also want that human connection to really feel like, okay, no, my insurance company is listening to me, right? So especially when there are adverse effects, there is a big gain to actually have from the human connection. And the idea is not to remove human connection. It's about how can you enhance it and make sure you're adding it in the right spaces. That's how we think of things. Because it really, I think people underestimate the value of that connection, the value of actually speaking to a real person. And, you know, that's something that we're very focused on and actually delivering also perspective to our clients of how do you split these journeys and how can you add more value there.
Also enhancing the human connection by taking certain loads away also from your shoulders.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, very boring metrics, but actually, you know, about 30% of the call is actually spent in identifying you and in actually filling up all the pieces that you've said and closing that particular request, right? Just putting all that information in. This is not where you need human connection, right? This is where you ideally want to remove that part so the human can focus on your brain instead of finding out, hey, you're really John or Max or whoever, right? And that's really the idea.
Mm. Panay, yourself, you come from a real estate business, like from a family business background. And you could have just stayed on the safe route, but you decided to go this unsteady entrepreneurial journey, this adventure. So what motivated you to do that?
Yeah, I think I spent almost 5 years in real estate and it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of different experiences, but very quickly I realized that, you know, I love to create things. I love IT. And it just felt like that was not my calling or that was not what I truly enjoyed. Don't get me wrong. I think the money you can make in real estate is absolutely insane and amazing. And, you know, there are a lot of positives in that space. But, you know, the bureaucracy, the way things work, I just felt like that was not my space. And once I moved into the AI space, it just felt right. And, you know, I also worked with my father and I think both of us have very strong ideas of how exactly to lead things. And, you know, you as an entrepreneur also need to understand what exactly is it that you want to do and how do you have, you know, if you have a very strong vision and you want to implement it, then the best thing to do is actually start something and prove that you can. And I've been lucky enough to do that.
Okay. And now with your company, you're in Switzerland. You've been now how long in Switzerland?
Almost for 8 years now.
8 years now. Yeah. And you started the company in Switzerland?
So we started as an idea actually in India. We got into an accelerator program in the UK. Then basically the beautiful parts of Brexit happened. And we had to reimagine that, okay, you know, how should we think about growth? How should we think about the markets? And at that point, there was this accelerator program called F10. And they invited us to Switzerland. We had no idea about Switzerland. And we came over here and in the first 3 months, I think we were able to close with Sixth, the Swiss Stock Exchange, with Generali, and we basically with PwC did a deal with Suica.
Okay, so and big names.
Exactly. So, you know, we really just felt like it was very inviting and we were very surprised. And we've never looked back since. Switzerland has been very kind to us and we absolutely love it here.
And what is your core market? Are the more medium-sized companies, but also multinationals?
Yeah, so it's medium-sized companies and multinationals. Historically, we've always looked at companies that are about 1,000-plus employees. Now we're actually moving much further down to actually enable companies with 50 employees, 250 employees, also to actually utilize our services. We're really making it more scalable, but historically, it's really been, let's say, the DHLs, AXAs, Generalis.
And this market, the SMEs, small, medium-sized companies, how can they benefit from this technology?
So I'll give you an example of us. We are about 100 people now, and you know, we need to have a 24/7 support system for our people that utilize our services. We get a lot of requests. Now, we can either basically have people man this service, or we can actually embed AI to take care of a lot of the things that are already part of our product manuals, of basically explanations, how-tos, wikis, everything, right? And we further can actually have our, you know, specialists jump in, teach when something, let's say, does not match, and then the AI learns from those teachings as well, right? So it's like a loop. So when you put this in, that allows you as a business to make sure that you're allocating resources to sales, distribution, to all areas that allow you to grow, rather than necessarily heavily on support, which you can actually get the same level of NPS, same level of execution on support without actually putting the same amount of money. And that's, I think, one of the key things that we can deliver.
So what does it mean for the companies? They can save money, make more money, and increase the efficiency of the workload?
Yeah, I mean, just take Switzerland, for example, right? So if I need to provide 24/7 service for my clients, and provided at a good level, I would need at least 3 to 4 resources, give or take, let's say 80 to 100,000 in terms of comp. So you're talking about 400,000, half a million going just in support services. Now, what we can actually do is bring that down to one FTE, make sure that the other three FTEs actually focus on sales. So I can move that capital more towards distribution and scaling. And the AI actually is able to respond to a lot of these questions. And the way we've done it, right? Because I think 8 years ago when we started, AI was really more artificial than intelligent, right? And I think what we've really seen is the paradigm shift where artificial intelligence has now truly become intelligent. And any company can actually, within 7 days, put in their information and get started on our technology. And we are actually launching a new contact center technology, which will allow any SME to just come in, plug in, and within 7 days actually be up and running and really start seeing results.
Wow. Talk about scaling, Pranay. What are the plans for the future and also for the plans for your company?
Yeah, I think our focus is, everything is on scaling right now. So, focus is on GTM, focus is on how can we really empower more companies globally to actually utilize this service. So, adding more language support. So, for example, we are really focused on expansion in Spain, Italy. We're already in France, Poland. So globally, we're really focused on growth. Middle East is a key market for us as well. And for that, what we're really doing is not only making sure that the product evolves, but also in terms of specific people in each location, because this comes back to the human connect, right? I think you need to make the tool very easy so you can self-onboard globally, but you also need to have presence in the local markets to truly understand, okay, what are the needs in this space? How can we truly match those needs, meet people? Because even though you'll hear about all these beautiful AI agents, when I want to do a really big deal, I still want to sit across from you and know that I can trust you, because people buy from people. And I think that's really, really important.
So still have the human connection, also have a presence locally in that country to understand, have the cultural awareness.
Exactly. So you can buy our technology globally already today. But what we've seen is, as soon as we put some feet on the ground, really show you that, hey, no, you're not just a number, but we truly care about you as a client, also in that location. It transforms our ability to actually scale that particular geography.
And Pranay, what are the challenges of scaling a company like that globally?
I think the challenges are always underestimated, from all the boring things around organizational setup, around being able to employ people in different regions, contracting, VAT, a lot of, let's say, things that are less fun, but actually the fun part and also the challenging part is around organization, right? How do you ensure, so when you have so many different regions, how do you ensure that the culture migrates? How do you ensure that, that thought process that, hey, it's not just about selling, it's about delivering value, How do you get that in each and every person with all these different locations? And, more and more with all these hybrid roles, with, not having really one office space, you see that culture dilute. And for us, it's a big focus to actually get the teams together on a quarterly basis to make sure that we have that mindset, that culture, because scaling is really about making sure that you also transform and you push that culture, push that ethos, that mindset throughout the organization. You cannot scale in silos. It's just not possible.
So you need to have a unified culture in the company to scale also globally.
Absolutely. And I think you also need to reimagine the processes. So, when you start off, it's all about speed, right? Like, it's literally about, okay, I'm doing this, I don't like this, change. As you start going from, let's say 20, 30 people to 50, 100 people, 200, 250, you need to start putting processes. It's not as much about speed, but it's about doing fewer things, but making sure that each of those things have high impact so that overall as an organization, you can move together. Otherwise, what happens is you've got all these speedboats going in all different directions, but you as an organization cannot move in the right direction.
So it's too scattered and getting more the organization aligned in one direction.
Correct, because if you truly want scale, right? So I think there was a really nice saying where it said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's the concept, right? Like if you want to go together, you need to be a lot more mindful about how do you bring people together and how do you run together at the same pace with, you know, some people slightly ahead, some people slightly behind, but the gap should not be too large. Because otherwise you're not going to be able to, as an organization, move forward.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Pranay, I recently came across the fact that you cannot buy the Mac Mini anymore. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that was quite crazy, right? Like, so this concept of open claw came, right? Like where, you know, overnight, this particular AI technology went from being nothing to becoming the most popular thing on the internet where you could not literally go on any place without hearing about open claw. And then, you know, you have all these technologies and everyone's competing, right? OpenAI, Claude, everyone, into how can you really bring AI agents? You know, that's what the next 2 years are all about. That how can you actually start thinking about AI more than just, you know, this API or this just small piece that you chat with, into actually becoming your partner, actually becoming part of your organization. You know, the concept of AI employees, you know, it almost feels like science fiction. And it's really something that I would recommend every, you know, entrepreneur, every business to start looking at, that how do you actually put AI agents as part of your organization? Really think of which employees do you really want as AI employees. And it's not about replacing, as I said at the start, you know, many people really have this fear about replacing. It's really about putting these together because the future, every industrial revolution, right, allowed us to actually create more employment, more benefit, more productivity. It's about us actually being able to reimagine what the future looks like. And if you can put these together, the AI and the human, and that's what we're doing actually with the launch of our new contact center platform as well, where you actually have AI employees and human employees really working together, you know, ground up. And every platform, every SaaS company, every business needs to start thinking about that inside their own organization.
So bring technology and humans together.
Bring AI agents. Yeah. You know, it's going beyond the old technology. Mm-hmm. Technology before was, hey, I tell you or I click and I ask you to do something and it did it. Now, actually, you're saying, no, I want the AI to even think and recommend things or even execute some things on its own.
So be proactive.
Exactly. And that's the paradigm shift.
Pranay, I also want to ask you, how do you see the market developing in terms of, will we have more multinational companies or big corporations? Will we have more SMEs or more startups as a result of the technology?
So, you know, a startup, like many people think startup is all about product, but a scale up is all about distribution, right? So what you're seeing is in the last 10 years, social media made it very easy to distribute and for startups to actually reach that medium, you know, the middle space where you could be a 10, 20, 50 million ARR kind of company. But now with AI, you're seeing so much content pushed online as well that there's a lot more noise. So it's harder to actually go outside that noise. So what we strongly believe is you're going to have more startups because it's easier to actually build things. You're going to have few of those startups really go into the large segment, but the middle we actually think is going to contract a little bit because the distribution is concentrated on the top, right? Like they have extremely strong distribution. There's too much noise for the guys at the bottom to move up. They really need to find the niche and where the stream really allows them to go from the bottom to the top. Because once you get into the distribution chain, for example, right? 7-8 years ago, we were selling chat. You know, that was kind of our focus. Microsoft went into chat and started up providing it at a very low cost in terms of chat, AI for chat, etc. And when it did that, the distribution it has, or for example, right, Microsoft launched Teams many years after Slack. Today, Teams has maybe 5, 6, 10 times more users than Slack, even though Slack was actually the person who started that entire process. And it comes down really to distribution. And that's why, you know, we believe that the people who want to move from the bottom to the top need to catch the right stream, mm-hmm. because the middle is going to actually get, mm-hmm. It's going to be much harder to be in the middle.
So niche is important, to have the right niche and the right focus.
Very important. Mm-hmm. You know, again, like taking the example of Jeff Bezos, right? He mentioned that normally you get 3 years. Any new idea in a completely, you know, blank space, like a blue ocean, you normally get 3 years to build where nobody's trying to kind of come into your space. Now with AI, that space or that time is just getting contracted. So you basically have less than probably 1.5-2 years to really make it, or somebody who's already there is going to come in very quickly.
And Pranay, how else can smaller companies benefit through this new AI technology?
I mean, it's insane. Just to tell you something on our side, right? Like, so we have, 50 developers just focused on making the, technology better. We were shipping updates every month, you know, with testing, etc. Now we do it weekly. I think the enhancement of productivity is absolutely insane. You know, globally, if you see, there's a lot of cost pressure in terms of trying to see, okay, how can we bring the cost down and push sales up? Every SME today can leverage AI to actually improve their marketing instantly, like today. Like, if you're not running AI agents to help you do better marketing, better positioning, you know, if you're not using AI agents. So, for example, right, I have a Firefly in every meeting. I basically have my Slack, my email, everything read by my AI that looks at, okay, what are the promises that we made to our customers, to internal people, creates a list and actually follows up with me about, you know, what needs to be done, and also follows up with the respective people in the teams. It's a transformation. It's really about changing how you work. And, you know, I'm in a bubble where I believe everyone's doing it. But when I actually see how many people, like even my, so my current head of finance comes from one of the best institutes in India in terms of finance, right? Like the best. It's like the Harvard of India. Now, he is still not using artificial intelligence, right? And he's like, no, no, I can do it better. And, you know, sometimes I actually send him that, hey, it's not about you can do it better, but it's about how you can actually use AI to brainstorm. If you use AI to replace yourself, I think you're doing the wrong thing. But if you use AI to enhance yourself, that's really the key. That's really the unlock. And I think it's quite exciting.
Wow, so using AI to enhance yourself and your unique qualification and your uniqueness that you bring to the table.
Absolutely. I mean, any person who believes, right, that they are already redundant because of AI, I think is underestimating their own value, their own knowledge. And I think the power of AI is to take your element, your human, your mindset, your edge, and to allow that to get magnified. AI is, you know, it's like this really, really good student who can go and execute for you and who can even help you brainstorm. But you as a human have an edge. And if you don't believe that, I think you're underestimating how much humans add value.
Pranay, in our earlier calls that we had, you mentioned that you would not hire yourself if you would apply to a big, large corporation. Why not?
See, I think most entrepreneurs, and this is, I think, true, not just for myself, but many, we are very strong-headed in terms of how we want believe that the world should move. And anyone who does not follow our worldview, we believe that they're wrong, and we will just push forward, irrespective of whether we get permission or not. Large organizations don't work that way. Also, they don't work at the speed that we like to work. And that's why I think I can be a great entrepreneur, but I'm absolutely the worst employee you could ever hire, because I'm very clear about how we should move forward. And when you have such strong convictions, I think the best thing for you to do, instead of like doing a lot of fights internally, is to really prove that what you think is true and create something. I think that is literally, those are the people who will find it very hard to be inside confines, but who can basically create very beautiful things. And at least I hope that that's true.
Pranay, a question I also like to ask my guest is, if you were to pick a superpower, now you can get out of the studio today and have a new superpower, which one would you pick?
The superpower I would pick, and I think every person in this new age of AI should pick, is all about being able to connect with other humans. you know, there's a lot that AI is going to take away. What it's not going to take away is the ability to connect, ability to understand the person in front of you. And if you can do that, that is never going to be replaced by AI. So more you can do that, the more you can truly understand the pain points, you know, the feelings, the emotions of the person in front of you, I think you're going to live a much richer life. And it's going to be something that will never be replaced. It doesn't matter how much automation comes in.
Which autobiography would you buy?
I mean, my favorite biography is Warren Buffett. I think, you know, his concepts of how to truly think about businesses, how to think about life, you know, how to think about also giving back to society. It's really powerful. I don't think any person is perfect, and you can find flaws in every person. But, you know, it's truly amazing to see how he really gave up a significant portion of his wealth, and he's continuing to work in his 90s. You know, that passion for work, it's something that I truly admire, and I wish I can achieve something similar.
Final question, Pranay. Do you have a motto, credo, maybe a mission statement you live by?
Make things happen. You know, I am a big believer that, you know, there are a lot of people who have ideas, who talk. As soon as you move from ideation mode to execution mode, it truly allows you to test. It truly, you know, it's very easy to talk about dreams. It's easy to say, oh, I can do this, I can do that. When rubber meets the road, that's when you actually see that, hey, you know, there are these flaws, you know, these things I'm not doing right. And that's why I'm a big believer that, you know, execute, show, you know. You can talk about every problem. You can talk about every problem as an opportunity. Being able to actually capture it and actually doing something about it, I think, is one of the most critical parts.
Pranay Jain, thank you so much for this wonderful talk. It was super interesting. I wish you success and nothing less, and hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Capricorn, connect people, potential, technology.